Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. I just give all honor and glory to God for a day that He has created, a beautiful day that He has created today. And He gets all the glory and the praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So today we are to believe and be glad in the day that He has created for all of us to enjoy. Again, this is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. Just thanking you for being faithful, for tuning into the program and listening to the program, but not only being faithful to Mission from the Heart Radio, but also just being faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ honors Him, and He receives that as a sweet aroma to His nostrils. So continue to be faithful to your church, faithful to the Lord, and faithful to the brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Thank you again. And this is, I have a special guest on the program again, who's bringing us this wonderful teaching series, Everything You Need. And we're just going to move right on into our program. I'm super excited about this particular point concerning believe. And Adrian Rogers, if you have not heard of him, he is a great Bible teacher. And he puts it this way: you are not ready to live until you are no longer afraid to die. So ponder on that. Think about that. And see how or where that meets you in your life. You are not ready to live until you are no longer afraid to die. So Lakeisha Richmond is going to continue this series, Everything You Need, with the focus on belief. Now, this focus point will be expounded on to bring a deeper understanding scripturally. The Bible is our roadmap to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is everything you need if you just believe. So, Minister Lakeisha Richmond, would you go ahead and introduce yourself and just let those who are listening know who you are?
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks again, Carnita, for this great opportunity to come with you to share our faith, our confession, our belief, and our transformation of our lives to a world via Blog Talk Radio over the Internet. But I am Lakeisha Richmond. I live in Houston, Texas. I serve in ministry at Turning Point Faith Ministry under Dr. Sandra Scott. I really feel honored and blessed just to be known as a child of God and to be able to confess Christ and to live amongst other believers and share in ministry with another believer. I have two children, Sheila and Jasper. Sheila is 21 and in college, and Jasper is 20, my son, and he's also getting ready to go back to college. And, you know, my whole life I have, I confessed Christ at the age of 9, and I was desperate at 9 years old for a way out, a savior, you know, somebody to come and rescue me out of a predicament that I was in, of the environment I was living in and growing up in. So my escape came through confessing Christ, but I was led by another lady, Edna Galata, that I referred to as grandmommy for a long time. And she led me to Christ through confessing him. And I basically grew up in the church. So although I grew up in a Baptist church, I went to non-denominational church, I went been part of AME Church, but I am non-denominational because Christ, I haven't read what he said. He was Baptist or AME or Presbyterian or Catholic, not against any denomination, but he just loved. God is love. That's 1 John 4:7-8. So I have learned through the word and being in the different denominations, been founded in scripture to believe in the word. And I would have to say I would bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And none of this is part of my lesson, but it's just the Holy Spirit, because I am, I have been diagnosed with depression and PTSD. So then having a diagnosis by a doctor, but then confessing and believing in a God that is the ultimate healer, and in his word and reading in scripture, all these different illnesses and ailments and diseases, what I've seen in scripture, what he's people have been healed. I have learned how to bless the Lord at all times. I have learned how to do that day by day. I'm going to get in the lesson, and it'll just come out in the lesson, but I really find it an honor to speak to you today, all my sisters and brothers in Christ, wherever you are. And I hope you find and able to receive that God not just can be, but he is everything you need through belief and through what you believe in. So I want to start off today by thanking God for all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, all over the world, for your confession in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. I thank God for your concrete, your solid belief, in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I thank our Father in heaven for your continuous walk in the new life he has freely given to you or offers to you today through your confession and your belief in his Son, Jesus Christ, whom is our Lord and Savior, now and forevermore. Amen. That is my prayer today. Just to catch those up who have not been with us in part one and part two of Everything You Need, you can at your convenience go back and listen to them. If you have your Bible, I ask that you take it out. You always want to have it out so you can walk with us through the scripture and make notes for when you go back and study later, and that will help you. Also, it is good to have a Bible whose translation you can easily understand. Amen. A quick overview. First of all, Carnita, I wanted to share with you. Carnita and I didn't know the Lord had plans for us for this to become a series. So in the beginning, I just presented Everything You Need. God gave me three valuable points to bring forth to you, to make, to bring to you. So before I came out with the points, I wanted to make sure that you understood what the title was really preparing you to receive. So my foundational scripture, it came from Philippians 4:19, and I read from the New International Version, which said that says today, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That scripture speaks to, as I said, relationship. So it is a personal. It's a personal thing. Notice the scripture says, my God, your God, my God. Ask yourself, who is your God? Who is my God? I had to ask myself that. Is my God my children? Was it my job? Is it my car? Is it my money? Is it my family? Who is my God? What does I treat as my God? Is it material things? And then after you ask yourself and you recognize who is your God or what is your God, is your God meeting your needs? Then back to scripture, it says, my God my God, the scripture reads, my God supplies all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So do you know him? Do you know God? Do you know Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ? So not only who is your God, but is your God meeting your needs? Then are you in Christ Jesus? Have you gotten to know him? So if not, you'll have that opportunity today, this day, to get to know him and get to know him better if you already know him. But it is a personal decision. Okay, let's just look a little bit at the title and break it down a little bit. Everything you need. Everything you need, everything I need. Everything says all that exists. All that exists, everything that I need or you need. Need states that I have a condition requiring supply or I need some type of relief. So understand that all that exists is because of God, and he that created all that exists, which is God, Jesus Christ, has my supply, has my relief. So has what you need, has your supply, has my supply, has my relief. Then I went to my first point, which was confession. Confess is a root word of confession. It means to tell. So part one, first point, I explain how you should confess to God his word. For example, to tell God with your mouth is to confess. So I would confess, I know that you, Father, will provide all my needs according to, and you give him back his word, his promise to you, to me. Philippians 4:19. So I'm making known to him, to God, to my Father, what I need. And then when someone gives you something, what do you say? Thank you. Thank you, Father, for providing my needs. So after you told your Father in heaven with your mouth, your confession, then you still have to do something. You have to expect to receive what you stand in need of. And that brought me to point number two, which is believe. So what does it mean to believe? What is belief? Listen, I said belief is a thought you keep thinking. That word keep means continuous, over and over, over and over. And I explained that you have to sometimes check your thoughts, because what you think over and over should be positive. It should take you back to the word of God. It should take you back when it comes to confession and belief and giving your Father, confessing to your Father or telling him what he has promised you. It should be positive. It should be his word. So are those thoughts good? Does those thoughts encourage me? So every time you think of your need not met, believe it is. By thinking over and over, my Father has promised me that he will supply all my needs. And you have to see that need being met or supplied. Think about it. When you place an order for some supplies, you expect them to be delivered, and they are delivered. When you place an order, you go to a restaurant or a fast food place, and you go to the intercom and you place a you place an order for a meal. You want a combo number one. When you get to the window, you expect the combo meal number one, which you requested. So that's what we do when we place our order with our Heavenly Father, when we pray. And then we expect him to deliver it according to, give him back his word. You promised me. You said, Father, in Matthew 21:22, it says, if I believe, you will receive, I will receive, and that form me. So you said, if I believe, in Matthew 21:22, that I will receive whatever I ask for in prayer. So whatever I ask you for in prayer, I will receive that. With your renewed mind, you have confessed, believed, and that's what has transformed you. You don't want to walk away or look at the situations the same any longer. And then the last point was transformation. I mean, it's a change. continue in a new way. Use your faith, your belief, according to Romans 12 and 3. God gives us all a measure of faith, and all it takes is a little faith the size of a mustard seed, the size of a point of a pen. You have to simply, let me show you, how simple it is to use just a little bit amount of faith. If you just stand up, right, if you're sitting down, if you stand up from where you're sitting right now, then you sit back down on that seat, on that chair, on your bed, and you don't think about, is it going to hold me up? Because your faith is automatic. You already knew that it would support you. So we use faith more than we really realize. Think about a bank. We put our money in a bank, either by direct deposit or when we take a check to the bank to deposit it. And then it's made available to us. Sometimes it's not available right away. Listen, our Father in heaven is our bank, and our prayers are our direct deposit. And our faith is what makes those prayers, the answer to our prayers, available to us. Okay? It's that simple. And then I say that we still have extra benefits after that. When our needs are met, we still have to do something. We have to stay focused in our new way, continuing in our transformation, which is not to look at those old situations, or maybe it's a current situation that's not going so well, with that old mindset. We pray more even when things are going well. Think of those prayers as interest. We receive an extra reward, a benefit from our Father in heaven. Then we went to Psalms 37 and 4, Psalms 37, verses 4 through 5. And I'm just giving you an overview of the first two parts of everything I need. And in Psalms 37, 4 through 5, we talked about delighting ourselves in the Lord. So it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And to delight means to take great joy in the Lord. There should be some excitement. Then after that, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will do what he has promised according to his word. Then we talked about a little bit, saying Matthew 6 and 33 to 34. But seek ye first his kingdom, which is God's kingdom, and his righteousness. And all these things will be added or given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. So each day has enough trouble of its own. That was scripture. That was part one. After the first part, Carnita says, why don't, that was the first part of everything you need. So Carnita said, why don't you do a series and go more into depth with each point, and that's how we came about with part two of confession. Everything you need through confession. God can be everything that you need through confession. Confession, when we looked at, if we said we are in need of, sometimes others may not know that we're in need unless we do it by a written request or by telling them that we are in need. So confession is also acknowledging who we are in transitioning to a change. Confession is a personal choice. It is up to each individual, so it's personal. We looked at two categories in the Bible where confession mostly falls under. There were two. The first one was confession as an admission of sin, so as of doing something wrong that was unrighteousness or against what we were instructed to do. And you can read about that, an example in Joshua, the 7th chapter, verses 19 to 21. And then also, we also learned confession doesn't release us from the consequence. And you can read about that still in Joshua, the 7th chapter, verses 22 to 26. The other category of possession was confession as an open, bold, courageous proclamation of one's faith. And that's what we do as Christians when we're, well, when we come into the acknowledgement of Christ, when we first confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And the scripture was Romans that we came from, and the foundation of our Christian walk, the belief, the what we're going to really be talking about today. Romans 10, 9, and 10. It's the first step to the rest of your life as a Christian. That's Romans 10, 9 through 10. And the Contemporary English Version reads, "So you will be saved if you honestly say or confess that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from death. God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and tell it to others." Then verse 13 says, "All is everyone who call out to the Lord will be saved." Okay? Then confession challenges you and me to change from our old ways, thoughts, and words, especially our words. So we have to talk what we have to walk what we talk. And we talked about that. We came from 1 John, first chapter, verses 6, 9, and 10. Now, brothers and sisters, that brings us to part three. And that means it's time to work. Everything you need, part three, talking about believing or belief, which is very, very important as a Christian, as an imitator of Christ, as a believer in Christ. So we should have the confession down pat by now. We should know how to speak, how to pray the word, how to confess the word, which is tell God what his word says, communicate back and forth in prayer with him, and listen for him to speak back to us. But we have learned how to confess. Now is the believing part, that faith part. That it's time to go to work. It's time to put some legs on the faith. It's time to give belief a face, a body, a hand, a foot, a leg. It's time for it to move, to do something. So we're going to talk about belief or to believe as a verb, not a noun. So a verb is a word that shows action. It does something. Not a noun, which represents a person, a place, or a thing. So we're not talking about belief as just a thing or a word, but we're talking about it as doing something. To believe, according to Nelson's Illustrated Dictionary, is to place one's trust in God's truth. God's truth. God's truth is his promises. How do I know God's promises? It's in Scripture. You find it in Scripture. So one who takes God at his word, his Scripture, and trusts in him for salvation. Salvation is the deliverance from the power of sin. So you trust God alone for salvation. We can go to John 3 and 16. This is what we're talking about, is trusting God alone for salvation. And I'm going to read to you from the Contemporary English Version. And it reads, "God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son, which is Jesus Christ, so that everyone who has faith in him, or that believe in him, or that trust in him will have eternal life and never die. Never die. So that said, we're trusting in him, in God alone for salvation, because he sacrificed his only son, which is Jesus Christ, for us for salvation. Now, I want to let you know, as a believer is known as those who have trusted God with their will as well as their mind. Those who have trusted God. So I can say again, that goes back to relationship, back to relationship. When you think about being in relationship with someone, whether it's a mother and child, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, best friend, you really trust that person. You depend on that person, or that the person depends on you. There's really, if it's a close person, but a relationship, there always are, it's trust in a relationship and dependence and confidence. So believers are those who have, it said, trusted in God. So he's already done some things for you. So trusted is past tense. Trusted in the past with their will as well as their mind. So because of their relationship in the past, I know what he will do for me in the future, or after, you know, in the future or from henceforward. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. And we want to let this mind be in me, in you, as was in Christ Jesus. So Philippians 2 and 5. We're talking about trust and belief. Still, 5. And I will be reading to you from the Contemporary English Version. It says, and think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. King James Version says, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. So that's what, that's a believer. We're going to get back to focus on belief. So I really want you to really trust God, have that belief in God, in his word, and believe in him for everything you need. See, the Holy Spirit is so awesome. I'm going to read to you an introduction, which will also be the conclusion. And I just wanted you to make a note of that, because sometimes you ever watch the movie, and in that movie they show you the ending. It'll begin by showing you how the movie ends, and it's like dramatic. It sets up the scene, though, for the beginning of the movie. Then it goes into the story. That is what the Holy Spirit is showing you now. Are you ready? Here we go. My name is Lakeisha Richards, and I say, I believe that our belief is powerful. Your belief is powerful. As a believer, we will have opposition. You will have opposition. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. So expect it. But Jesus Christ, which is your truth, which is my truth, never dies. Never dies. I can back it up in the scripture. Let's look at 1 John 4 and 4. So I'm going to 1 John 4 and 4. So your belief is powerful. Your belief is powerful. And Jesus Christ, our truth, your truth, my truth, never dies. Never dies. Believe that. 1 John 4 and 4. Walking through the scripture. It reads in the Contemporary English Version, children, you belong to God. and you have defeated these enemies. God's spirit is in you and is more powerful than the one that is in the world. So when you confess Christ and you said you believe that he died, that he was crucified, he died, was buried, he rose again, from that day his spirit is in you. You have to believe that. And his spirit that is in you is more powerful than the one, anybody that's in this world. So some versions read that greater is he, which is Christ, God's spirit. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Okay? That's what I say. Your belief is powerful. That's what I say. The scripture says that greater is he that is in you, that is in me, than he that is in the world. In the world. Let's go to see what John says. St. John 1 and 1. St. John 1 and 1. St. John 1 and 1. Now, we're still talking about everything you need, okay? Everything you need, and we're talking about belief. Because you confess, but confession without belief, they go hand in hand. You have to have both of them. So, yes, I can confess all day long. I can confess Christ. I can confess his word to him. But unless I believe what his word says, I have no power. So you have to know what you believe in. So you have to go to the word. Go to the scripture. Go to the scripture. St. John 1 and 1. I'm going to read from Contemporary English Version. It says, in the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. Okay? We're going to read down to verse 5. Verse 2, from the very beginning, the Word was with God. Okay? This Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him. And his life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and the darkness has never put it out. Amen. Amen. So that's what John said, okay? So I'm still talking about belief. I'm trying to explain to you how powerful your belief is. So everything, God is everything you need. How do you know that? His promises through Scripture. So let's see what else the Scripture says. Let's see what Jesus says, okay? Let's go to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and the 35th verse. Okay? St. Matthew, 24th chapter, verse 35. St. Matthew, 24th chapter, and verse 35. Let's see what it says. The sky and the earth won't last forever, but my words will. Another version says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Word of God will stand. It will always be here. Okay? Are you willing to present your body, your mind,